Thanks, Brad. Good morning. Investigators from the District Attorney's Office continue their search for two people wanted in connection with a major marijuana growing operation. 28-year-old Vanessa Fligg and 32-year-old Paul Givens are wanted for their suspected roles in operating a large grow in Dinsmore that was discovered in October, as well as a second grow found in a McKinleyville apartment complex in December. Anyone with information about Fligg or Givens is asked to contact the District Attorney's Office. Lots of new laws to start the year. Here's reporter Dan Squire. He takes a look at some state laws and one federal law. Here's Dan.
New laws go into effect across the nation as we enter 2012, and one federal law will ban all commercial drivers, including truck drivers, bus drivers, and taxi drivers, from using a cell phone while driving. In Oregon, a new DUI law means that even a first-time offender will be required to install an ignition interlock device in their vehicles to check the driver's blood alcohol level before the vehicle will start. In California, a new child seat law goes into effect, requiring that all children 8 and under be secured in a booster seat until they are at least 4 feet 9 inches tall, citing safety concerns about how seatbelts can harm a child who is not in a booster seat. The law expands the number of children who must be seated and secured properly. The fine for violations begins at $475. And local livestock carriers can still use Highway 101 through 2015 after a waiver was passed in Sacramento. One other law prohibits police from impounding a vehicle at sobriety checkpoints if the only offense is the driver doesn't have a valid driver's license. A licensed driver can take the unlicensed driver's place and avoid the towing and impound fees.
Thank you, Dan. Fortuna police arrested 59-year-old Mark Taylor after Taylor caused a disturbance at a Chevron station on Main Street. When officers arrived, they found Taylor. He resisted arrest, but officers were able to take him into custody. Officers searched Taylor and found a handgun and 9 knives reportedly hidden on his person, as well as another handgun and more knives on Taylor's motorcycle. Officers found drug paraphernalia associated with meth, and Taylor was booked into county jail on several felony charges. Firefighters responded to reports of an explosion on the 500 block of West Boone Street Sunday evening. One person was reportedly taken into the hospital for smoke inhalation, but all other inhabitants managed to escape the single home structure. Damage estimate is $180,000, and the incident is still under investigation. More KINS News. It's after this.
Here's Redwood Capital Bank customer CeCe Walker of Praxis Fitness.
I've been a customer of Redwood Capital Bank for 3 years. I love the excellent, friendly service I receive. I've never had a relationship with a financial institution like I do with Redwood Capital Bank. They know me, they know what I need, and they're always there to help. The personal connection I've experienced with Redwood Capital Bank is above and beyond any other financial institution.
We believe in living our values every day.
Redwood Capital Bank. Our interest is you.
Arcata police report that preventative measures taken ahead of the New Year's Eve holiday prevented a repeat of the scene of Halloween, when revelers caused more than $30,000 in damage to the city plaza. City cordoned off the center of the plaza and had a constant police presence downtown to keep order. Arcata police were assisted by officers from several local agencies and departments, and they report very few negative incidents, although 6 people were arrested, 5 for public drunkenness and 1 for suspected DUI. Debris believed to have floated across the Pacific following last year's devastating earthquake in Japan has begun washing up on Pacific shores. Officials in Washington state found a debris field late last week. They believed the debris from Japan. And in September, a Russian research vessel discovered a small boat named the Fukushima floating north of Midway Island in the North Pacific. Officials request that those of us on the West Coast who find what they suspect is debris from Japan to notify authorities and not disturb what they find out of respect for earthquake victims and their families. Debris regularly washes up along the Pacific coast, and it may not necessarily be from the earthquake, but it's best to notify the local authorities if you do find items. With the KINS of the news, I'm Anthony Mantova.